我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
Yes, what a great change being brought forth in our lives.
自从耶稣来住在我们心里。
Since Jesus came into our heart.
那这个喜乐潮溢我魂如海涛之滚滚。
And the flux of joy over our soul like the sea billows roll.
所有的丰富荣耀都在我们的里面。
All the fullness, all the glory of Christ is now abiding inside of us.
爱、生命、喜乐、平安。
Love, life, peace, and joy.
都要充满在我们的全魂。
Shall fill every corner of our soul.
我们感谢主给我们这么大的救恩。
We're so thankful that He has given unto us such a great salvation.
感谢我们的主，他是我们奇妙的救主。
We're so thankful He is that marvelous Savior.
我们一同来读一处的圣经。
Let's read a passage together.
在约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
第一节我们一同读到第十一节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 11.
好不好，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的，他们就送去了。管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。那这一句话在第十节说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的。
Here in verse 10 says, everyone brings out the choice one first, and then the cheaper one after.
你倒把好酒留到如今。
But you have saved the best till now.
那这一段的圣经是主耶稣他所行的，这边讲说头一件神迹。
And this is the first miraculous signs Jesus performed.
那在约翰福音里面他讲的神迹是讲到一个兆头。
When it's, the word sign mentioned in John, it talks about a sign instead of the word miracle.
它不是只是单单的一件好像一件很神的能力所做的一件事情而已。
It's not just a deed performed through the miraculous power of God.
他说到一个很深的属灵的原则。
But it will tell people a significant spiritual principle.
那头一件神迹让我们能够看见主他在地上所行所做，那所有一切事情都在这个原则的里面。
And this first sign Jesus performed tell us a very important principle through which Jesus performed many things afterwards.
他要变死亡为生命。
Which is he will turn death to life.
在这边我们看见第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席。
Here in the beginning of the passage it says the third day a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee.
娶亲的筵席是一个最欢乐众人聚集在一起庆祝的时刻。
Wedding ceremony is an occasion people rejoice together and celebrate.
在当时他们的习俗是主人要供应非常丰富的酒让客人可以喝得满意。
According to the custom at the time, you're supposed to provide abundant wine to drink so everybody can be happy.
但是我们不晓得那一天是不是因为客人突然来得太多了。
I don't know whether they had too many guests that day or not.
或者这些客人他们酒量太好了。
Or these guests just too good at drinking.
就喝到一个地步呢。
To the point,
他说酒用尽了。
All the drink was gone.
那在这一段圣经里面我想我们可以看见有一个情况就是说到所有人类共有的一个情形。
And this also speaks commonly a problem we all share.
也许我们在地上看见有许多的欢乐。
Yes, you may see many happy things going around in this world.
但是到有一个时候，酒会用尽了。
But there will come to a point in time that happiness will be gone.
也许在地上，你觉得未可多有许多的丰富。
Yes, you may think there are so many things in this world I can pursue.
但是有一个时刻，酒会用尽了。
But there will come to a time that happiness or pursuit will come to an end.
这是人类所没有办法扭转、没有办法逃避的一个情形。
And this is a condition that no one can avoid.
每一件事情好像最终它都会来到一个尽头。
No matter what we do, we will always come to the end of it.
人所有的一拿出来可能是最好的。
Maybe you put up what you think is the best.
但是慢慢的它就会旧了，它就会老了。
But gradually that thing will get old, will deteriorate.
那最后呢，它就酒就用尽了。
And what comes to the point is completely gone.
很多时候我们发现在地上你得着一个东西刚得着的时候好像很喜乐
Sometimes we try to get something and the moment when we got it we were so happy
你看见小孩子当他一打开一个礼物的时候哎呀那个高兴真的是显在他的脸上
Look at the expression of a child when he or she first opened up a gift Look at the happiness on their face
可是常常你发现好像没有过几分钟啊好像这个礼物对他来讲已经不是那么新鲜了
But it does not take long for them to stop rejoicing because the thing has lost its taste
这个礼物已经玩具已经不能满足他了
And that toy or that gift could no longer satisfy them
他需要再得着另外一个
They need to be excited by another one
所以我们常常需要买礼物
Therefore we keep on buying presents
但是我们这些长大的人
But for us grown-ups
其实我们在地上一路也在追求许多的东西。
Likewise, we are also pursuing so many things.
地上的东西能不能真正的满足我们呢
？But can these earthly things truly satisfy us?
的确，在刚得着的时候，也许有一时的满足。
Yes, we may have joy for the moment when we obtained it.
但是那个满足好像就这么的短暂。
But it doesn't last long.
从前有一个同学
，I used to have this friend.
我们一起读书
，We studied together.
那他非常的努力
He works really hard
大家都回家了他一个人都留在实验室里面
He will stay overnight just to study in the lab
我常常讲说你每天要找到他只要到实验室里面去
To me to find him is very easy Just go to the school lab you'll find him
在实验室里面他还放了一个大铜电锅
And he had this cookie the rice pot in his lab
从一早上去把中餐啊把晚餐啊他能带的他很多东西都带在那个实验室里面
Early in the morning he will bring everything he needed for his day to the lab
什么时候你在那里可以看见他的
When can you find him
经过好多年的努力
You can always find him in university lab and after many years of hard work
终于他得到了他的学位
He graduated
后来他讲他得着的时候那个所有的辛劳他说哇一下子真的是很喜乐的
He said indeed the moment when I got my degree I was so happy because I worked so hard for it
但是他说这个喜乐好像没有维持到两天
But for some strange reason this happiness only lasted less than 2 days
他又开始忧愁了
And then I became very worried
他说下面我该做什么呢
Because he didn't know what to do next
工作还没有着落
I haven't got a job yet
好像一下子从一个喜乐马上很快很快所有的喜乐都不见了
Immediately he fell from the happiness
啊，每天又是愁眉苦脸的。
To the valley of worries.
就在那里努力的找工作。
Now he started another effort to look for a job.
后来他找到了一个工作。
And then he got a job.
他说，当人家给他 offer 的时候，他的确很高兴。
I really was so happy when I received the offer.
但他说去上班没有高兴两天，他里面又开始愁苦。
But after he went to work for about 2 days, he started to worry again.
面对了好多的压力。
Because there's so much pressure at work.
啊，各样的竞争。
And there's so much competition at work.
我想这就是我们人的情形。
And that is the condition of man.
地上所有能够给我们的，好像都是渐渐的老，渐渐的衰退。
Whatever the world can offer to us, we're getting old, we'll get old, and we'll deteriorate.
并不能真正的叫我们得着满足。
But does not bring us true satisfaction.
他说有一年
He said one year,
公司给他加薪
and the boss gave him a raise.
当时经济并不景气
At the time was an economic recession.
公司竟然因为他表现很好给他加薪
Because he worked so hard, his boss gave him a raise.
哇他非常的高兴
He was so happy.
但是呢当他四处一问
But when he asked around,
还有一个同事
he found out there's another coworker
也得着了加薪
also got a raise
而且加的比他还多了一点点
and a raise that's slightly more than what he got
他说他所有的喜乐一下子都不见了。
His joy was gone.
他变得很生气。
He was quite angry, actually.
他怎么会加的比我还多呢？
Because he didn't feel right that the other co-worker got more raise than he did.
所以他的那个喜乐是一个虚假的。
Therefore, the joy he had at first was not true.
随时都会改变的。
It could be changed anytime.
从一个喜乐到一个生气，好像就这么一点点的事情。
A small trivial thing can turn his joy to anger.
是的，我们在地上常常从世界所得着的就是这一个光景。
Yes, that is our condition when we try to get something from this world.
但是到有一天，我们发现酒用尽了。
One day we realize that the wine is gone.
那一天，在这个迦南的婚宴。
That day at the wedding.
酒真的用尽了。
Yes, the wine was gone.
那对于这一家主人来讲，是一个非常羞辱的事情。
And that was a very bad thing, embarrassing thing to the master of the house.
当时的习惯是大家是一起欢乐，是一起喝酒的。
Because that should be an occasion people drink a lot and celebrate together.
那今天也许我们多倒点水还可以。
Today, if we're out of water, we can just add water to it.
但当时酒用尽了，是一个很不知道主人不知道怎么来面对的一个情形。
Therefore, the host did not know how to deal with the situation.
那耶稣的母亲
，and the mother of Jesus,
她看见了这个情况。
She saw the condition.
她认识她的儿子
，and she knew her son.
所以她不告诉被别人说。
But she did not talk to anybody else first.
他的母亲对他说他们没有酒了。
But she said to him, they have no more wine.
那主耶稣怎么回答呢？
What did Jesus say?
他这边是想说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？
It says, dear woman, why do you involve me?
当我看了一下这个中西音对照的，他有一个讲法，就是说，这是与你与我有什么干系呢？
And there's another translation that says,What does this lack have anything to do with you or me?
我们是一个客人。
We're just guests.
我们今天来参加这个婚宴。
To attend a banquet.
他们酒用尽了。
And the fact that their wine was gone.
那这件事情跟我跟你，我们好像没有什么关系的。
Has nothing to do with you or me.
他说我的时候还没有到。
Jesus says my time has not yet come.
是的，当主耶稣要做一件事情的时候
，Yes, whenever Jesus had to do something,
他照着他的时候
，He will do it according to his timing,
而且照着他的方法
，And according to his method,
他来行做所有的事情
，He will do all his things.
今天我们常常祷告
，Many times when we pray,
好像在那里勉强我们的主
，It's that we're forcing Jesus to do something,
好像勉强他来做一件他还。时候还没有到的事
that we're pressing him to do something that his timing has not yet come
好像我们在勉强他做一些不是他所要用的方法的事情
or we'll ask him to do things according to a method not of his
主在这里回答说我的时候还没有到
and Jesus replied to his mother that my time has not yet come
主的时候什么时候才会到呢
so what is the time of Jesus when will it come
在这段圣经里面给我们一个非常宝贵的原则。
And in this passage, we learn a very important principle.
前面他说酒用尽了。
First of all, the wine was gone.
但是也许在这些婚宴的当中有很多的人或者这个主人或者管宴席的他们还没有这么的开始意识到酒用尽了。
Maybe because the people in the banquet or people that are in charge of the banquet drinking have not yet realized the seriousness of the problem.
也许他们还在那里挣扎努力，还想说能够做一点什么，想一点办法。
And maybe they're still trying their way to fix the problem.
主的时候还没有到。
Therefore, that is not yet the time of Jesus.
什么时候神的工作能够起头在我们身上呢
？And what is the time that God can truly begin His work？
有一句话讲得真好，说
There's a saying,
人的尽头就是神的起头。
That God's work begins at the wit's end of man。
人的尽头是神的起头。
And the beginning of God is the end of man。
也就是说，当神他要开始能够做一些事情在我们身上
，That means in order for God to start His work on us。
必须我们自己来到了一个尽头。
We must have come to our wit end.
的确，在我们的人生的经历中，多少时候我们在那里努力，在那里挣扎。
Yes, many times in our difficulty, we'll try our best and we'll struggle.
主好像在那里说，我的时候还没有到。
Therefore, the Lord is as if the Lord is saying, "It's not yet my time to get involved."
时候还没有到。
It's not yet my time.
主还在等候。
He is still waiting.
他还在许可，有许多的环境，有许多的试炼来临到我们身上。
He's still allowing many trials or difficulties to come upon us.
啊，直到一个地步。
Until a point.
我们说酒用尽了。
We will acknowledge that my wine is gone.
好像我们能做的，我们发现说，好像就只有这么一点点了。
That whatever we can do is so limited.
常常我们会讲到约翰福音所说的，离了主，我什么都不能做。
And many times we may say, apart from the Lord, I can do nothing.
我们祷告也会这样祷告。
And we'll pray that way too.
可是实际呢，我们离了主，好像我们什么都能做。
But what's the reality in our life?We feel that we can do all things apart from the Lord.
我们应该是靠着主，靠着那加给我们力量的，我们凡事都能做。
Usually the right way is I can do all things through those who, through He who strengthens me.
但是我们自己呢，常常会这样的一个表现，就是说靠着我自己，好像我什么都能做。
But our true manifestation is that I can do all things with my own strength.
但是主常常就让一些事情来显明我们里面的光景。
Therefore, the Lord will allow situations to come upon us to reveal our true condition.
好像到一个地步，我们说啊，主，我不得不服下来。
Until to the point that we really admit that I can't do it.
到一个地步，我们就不得不说，主，若是离了你，我什么都不能做。
To a point we truly acknowledge and confess that, Lord, apart from you, I cannot do anything.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们真的要承认，这是我们一生的功课。
But brothers and sisters, we have to realize this is going to be a lifetime lesson.
也许在这件事上学了半天，可是到了另外一件事情，我们又那么的习惯靠我们自己。
We may finally learn the lesson through one experience, but when it comes to another experience, we will forget about it again.
因为我自己以前在做软体的工作。
I used to be a software, programmer.
所以我很多很多这样的经历。
I had a lot of experiences like that.
什么时候我觉得说我靠自己我能够做。
Anytime when I feel that I can do it by myself.
因为有的时候你的经验你觉得说你有这个能力没有问题的。
Based on my knowledge and experience, I know I can conquer this difficulty.
但是多少次就发现说一个小小的 bug 你就是怎么样也找不到它。
The problems I realized finally, even just a small bug, I cannot detect it.
一个小小的这个导公司的这个不清楚，结果就绕了很多很多的圈。
A little error in my programming logic, then it took me forever to find it.
常常我到一个地步说主我不行。
And to a point, I have to confess that, Lord, I can't.
我必须完全的来依靠你。
I have to trust you completely.
也就是说，虽然这件事情好像就着人来讲，我是很有把握的。
Therefore, according to a man's ability, I can say I can do it.
但是主就借着我们很有把握的事情，显明我们的光景。
But whenever I'm so sure about the Lord will reveal my condition.
带我们来到一个尽头。
And he actually will lead me to an end of my wits.
到一个地步，我们说主，我不行。
So that I will acknowledge that, Lord, I can't do it by myself.
但是多少多少次，当我一告诉主说我不行。
And many times after I told the Lord I cannot do it by myself.
啊，我需要主来帮助我。
I need your help.
真的很多的问题，其实一眼就看见了。
My problems will be immediately solved.
一下子就解决了。
Instantly, I will solve the problem.
的确我们在人生中是不是有许多这样的经历
Do we have similar experiences in our life?
但是什么时候我们先能够来到尽头
Whenever we come to our end first
这就是我们蒙恩的时候
And that is the moment to be blessed
我们若是紧紧地抓住我们自己的能力
And whenever we rely on our ability only
依靠我们的才干
We will not let go of my ability or talent
我们还在那里想很多的办法
I'm still trying my best to figure out how to solve it
主在那里说我的时候还没有到
Then that's the time the Lord says My time has not yet come
当真正的酒用尽了人没有办法了
When there's truly no more wine And men are out of ways to fix it
主才能开始做事
And that is the time the Lord can start his work
在当时犹太人有一个洁净的规矩所以他们六口石缸是摆在那里
At the time Jews had this habit of having ceremonial washing Therefore there were sixStone water jars standing there.
我想当时并没有柏油路。
And there wasn't paved way at the time.
所以很多的人在外面旅行，在那外面行走，都是非常的有很多的灰尘的。
Therefore, after you travel for a distance, your feet get very dusty.
所以他们要洗手，他们要洗脚。
Therefore, they, when they come into a place, they need to first wash their hands and their feet.
所以他们有六口的石缸，表示这是一个有钱人家。
It must be a rich man's house because he has six water jars.
但是这些石缸里面的水是没有倒满的。
And yet the water wasn't filled to the brim.
主耶稣叫这些佣人说，把缸倒满了水。
And therefore, the Jesus told them, fill the jars with water.
把这些水充满这个缸。
Fill the jars with water.
的第七节，耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
Verse 7 says, Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, so they filled them to the brim.
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来，送给管筵席的。
Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet.
他们就送去了。
They did so.
我想我们读的时候有没有觉得很稀奇？
Don't you find this very interesting?
那这些佣人他们是这么的单纯。
They were so simple-hearted.
他们这么的顺服。
And they were so obedient.
他们听到说把这些缸倒满了水。
And when Jesus told them, fill the water, the jars with the water,
他们就把它倒满了。
They did it that way.
我想这个顺服还比较容易。
That wasn't so hard to obey.
他把水舀出来。
But take out the water,
送给管筵席的。
And take it to the master of the banquet.
他们非常清楚这个水是从哪里来的。
These servants knew clearly where the water came from.
那这六个石缸呢，是做什么用的。
And they knew clearly what all those jars for.
这绝对不是装酒用的。
It's definitely not for wine.
这是装洗手洗脚的水用的。
It's water for washing your hands and feet.
那他们呢，就把这些舀出来的水，他们就送去给这些管筵席的。
Regardless, they took out the water and brought it to the master.
我想我们知道在我们的一生的路上
Many times in our following of the Lord,
信而顺从
Trust and obey.
除此以外不能得着主的喜悦
It's the only way to please our Lord.
今天我们不能说等候一个神迹来发生
Today we cannot just say, let me wait for a miracle.
神迹的发生都在我们信而顺从的路上
Because a miracle does not happen until we first trust and obey.
是的，主耶稣在那里，他是全能的主。
Yes, Jesus was the Lord of Almighty.
他是不是可以变出酒来就变在这个筵席的桌上呢？
Don't you think Jesus was able to perform miracle justBring wine onto the table right away.
我想在神是没有难成的事情。
For him, all things are possible.
他是死无变有的神。
He's the one who makes things that do not exist into existence.
他是叫死人复活的神。
He's the one who raised the dead to life.
但是主他要用这些佣人。
But he wanted to use these servants.
他们顺服耶稣基督的命令。
Because they obey the order of the Lord.
他们把这个石缸充满了水。
They first filled the jars with water.
他们需要把这个水舀出来。
And they need to take out the water.
我想我们读一读的时候，好像不晓得说到底在哪一个时刻这个水变成了酒。
When you read this passage, you really could not tell at what point in time the water turned into wine.
你不晓得说是他在倒的时候呢？
When they were pouring water into the jars,
是在舀出来的时候呢？
When they draw the water out of the jars,
是他带着往筵席的管筵席的那人路上呢？
Or on the way when we brought the water to the master of banquet,
但是肯定的，我们知道管筵席的，当他尝到那个水的时候，那已经变成酒了。
But one thing we know for sure, the moment when the master tasted, it has been turning to wine.
当主耶稣要做一件事情，
so when Jesus wants to do something,
他需要我们来与他配合。
He needs us to co-work with him.
叫我们单纯的相信。
To trust him with a simple heart.
那这个相信好像小孩子的那样的一个信心。
It's the faith of a child.
叫做 baby faith.
It's like the faith of a baby.
那么的单纯。
Very simple and pure.
没有任何的怀疑。
No doubt whatsoever.
有时候你的 baby 站在一个桌上。
You always see a baby standing on top of the table.
啊，你说跳下来。
You say baby jump.
他好像毫无犹豫的，他可能就跳下来。
Many times the baby will without any hesitation just jump.
他没有分析说，以他的高度站在桌子上，那个摔下来，若是你接不着他，那他的受伤会怎么样？怎么样？怎么样
？They never try to figure out what if I get injured.
他的信心是非常的单纯。
Because they had a simple heart.
一点，我们要来跟随主，要有这么单纯的心。
In order to follow the Lord, we must have a simple faith.
所以我们常常要回到主的面前。
That's why we need to turn our eyes to the Lord all the time.
求主给我们一个简单的心。
And ask Him to give us a simple faith.
主你怎么说，我就怎么信。
And so that we can say, Lord, whatever you say, I will believe.
这个信也是从主来的。
And that faith comes from the Lord.
是主给我们的一个恩典。
It's a grace from Him.
但是我们求主给我们一个非常单纯的心。
And we pray that He will just give us a very simple heart.
我们可以等候在主的面前。
So that we can wait for Him.
我们不依靠自己的力量。
Instead of trusting our own strength and ability.
我们里面那么清楚，我已经来到了一个尽头。
That we are so clear that I have always come to my end.
我们可以放下我的挣扎，放下。
I can let go of my efforts and struggles.
Oh, 主你来说话。
Lord, speak to me.
主你来显明你的意思。
Reveal to me what you want.
时候到了，主他必定会说话。
When His time has come, He will surely speak.
他必定会行事的。
He will surely work.
啊，我们就是简单的相信。
All we need to do is just have a simple faith.
下面一点呢，绝对的顺服。
And then obey absolutely.
绝对的顺服常常是不容易的。
That is really hard.
因为跟我们天然生命能够分析的，我们理智能够了解的，常常是背道而驰。
Because His ways usually is against the way we logically think.
所以过去我们讲信心的道路的时候，我们曾经提到走在信心的路上，好像是走在水面上一样。
To walk on faith as we are walking on waters.
走在水面。是完全没有一个人靠着他自己能够做到的。
Because no one can ever walk on water by himself.
也不是我们靠着自己，我们能够走在水面上。
And neither by our own strength we're able to walk on waters.
也就是说，彼得那天他在水面上，他必须完全的倚靠主。
Just like what happened to Peter that day, in order to walk on water, he had to trust in the Lord completely.
他一看四面的风浪，他就会沉下去。
When his eyes turned to the waves and the wind around him, he sank immediately.
绝对的顺服常常就是这样。
And that's how it's like to be obedient absolutely.
在所有的事情和主的命令、主的旨意上好像都相反的时候。
When all things seemingly to work against the will of God.
我们的眼目单单注视在主的身上。
That is the time we need to fix our eyes on the Lord alone.
我们的信心是仰望我们的救主。
Our faith is in the Lord.
然后我们走在一条绝对顺服的路上。
And the path we take is absolute obedience.
主你怎么说，我就怎么信。
Whatever you say, Lord, I believe.
你怎么说，我就怎么照着行。
And whatever you say, I will do it accordingly.
这是一条蒙福的道路。
And that is a blessed way.
事情就会发生的。
Then you see things started to happen.
所以我们看见这些用人，他们是怎么的来顺服。
And we saw how obedient these servants were.
我们在礼拜五的时候听见有一位宣教士在我们当中分享他的一些经历。
And two nights ago in our Friday night Bible study, there's a missionary came to share with her own experience.
我觉得我自己非常受他的激励。
I was so encouraged by her sharing.
那在姊妹她讲过好几次。
And then she said several times.
If I die, I die. 她说我若死了就死了。
She many times in her sharing, she said, if I die, I die.
她说这是一个很小的事情。
Because that's a small thing.
这是一个寻道者的心性。
She has the spirit of a martyr.
那也就是说，她能够绝对的顺服主。
Which means she's able to obey the Lord absolutely.
当外面的情形好像非常和他们所想象的不同的时候。
When things are not according to their plan.
但是他们仍然完全的相信。
They still trust the Lord completely.
信心的路的确带来很大的试炼。
And yet, to walk on the way of faith, you will encounter a lot of trials.
所以我的姊妹交通起来有很多很多的神迹奇事。
Therefore, she was able to share with us so many miracles happened in her life.
在完全不可能的情况中，神就伸手出来，就把事情成就了。
In a situation that's absolutely impossible, but because God's hand was in there, things started to happen.
她到伊拉克去传福音。
She wants to preach gospel in Iraq.
她到中亚地方去传福音。
She went to Middle Asia to preach gospel.
那我记得上一次碰到她的时候，我就问她，你会不会讲他们的语言？
And I remember when I met her the first time, I asked her, do you speak their language?
她其实她是不会的。
Actually, she doesn't.
他们用了十节的经节。
All they did was they memorized 10 verses in their native language.
他后来讲，他说你不一定要会他们的语言的。
She shared with me that you don't really need to be eloquent in their dialogue.
他就把这几节经节，他说他用韩国话把他这个拼出来，就念给他们听。
Because she was a Korean, so what she did with a Korean pronunciation, she footnoted those under those foreign language, so she would read those verses in according to the foreign language. Based upon her pronunciation footnote.
他就陪着他们祷告。
And then she'll read it to them, and then she'll pray with those people.
他说就有人会得救。
She said then people start to be saved.
啊，圣灵就可以在那里做工。
You see the work of the Holy Spirit there.
他说到底有没有危险呢？
She said was there danger?
他说的确有很多的危险。
Of course, all kinds of danger.
他有一个桥，他们开过去没几分钟就被炸掉了。
And there was this bridge in wreck. Once they passed over, a few minutes after that, it was exploded.
但是他们有 一般的人愿意相信主，愿意绝对的顺服主。
But because there's a group of people who believe in the Lord and willing to obey the Lord.
这样的见证实在是激励我们。
And her testimony just greatly touched us.
叫我们愿意服伏在主的面前。
Enable us to be willing to submit ourselves to the Lord.
今天主能够得着许多的见证人。
And in order for the Lord to obtain many witnesses.
在原文里面，其实见证人就是寻道者。
And actually, the word witnesses is the same word as martyrs.
他们有一个寻道的心智。
Because they had the spirit of a martyr.
他们能够面对许多的艰难。
They're willing and they're able to face all challenges.
但是让神的荣耀从他们身上彰显出来。
So that the glory of God can be seen through them.
哦，他们所面对的可能远远。是我们今天所没法想象的。
What they encounter is way beyond what we can imagine here.
但在他们的见证中所经历神在他们身上奇妙的作为，也是远远超过我们所触摸得到的。
But the marvelous work they experience of God's hand also is beyond what we can experience here.
弟兄姊妹，但愿主常常吸引我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's my sincere wish that the Lord will draw us close to Him all the time.
啊，我们在主面前祷告，求主扩充我们的度量。
We need to pray to the Lord that Lord expand our horizon.
今天也许我们在地上遇见一个人、一件事，就常常遭我们受到搅扰。
A small person or small thing in this world will just trouble us so much.
我们遇到一点点的难处，我们好像觉得天这么大一样。
We're easily troubled or heavily burdened for small things.
它把我们压垮了。
It's like I'm about to crush.
但是常常让我们想到，真的在神的国度的里面。
But think about in the kingdom of God.
他们所遇到的环境，遇到的征战。
The difficulties these true warriors encounter.
他们不顾自己的性命。
They did not take any regard of their life.
常常我们觉得有什么比我们这条命还值钱呢？
And many times think about it. What is more precious than our life?
但是竟然有这些人，他们不顾他们的性命。
But you actually have people that don't even care about their life.
他们完全为主摆上。
And they're willing to live for the Lord completely.
主若扩充我们的度量。
If the Lord expand our capacity.
我们就说主，我们真的都算不了什么。
Then we will truly acknowledge that Lord, we are nothing.
如果我姊妹讲说。他连他的死都是一件极小的事情。
If my missionary sister says death is a small thing,
今天我们所遭遇的事情，那更是太小了。
Then does it make whatever we are encountering now even much smaller?
别人说我一句话，算得了什么呢？
What's the value of it?
为什么拦住我来爱主呢？
Why do I allow this thing to stop me from loving the Lord?
我们在地上遇到的。公司的里面受到一点气，这算得了什么呢？
And any wrong we encounter at work, what's the value of that?
好像很多很多的事情真的在永远的里面，你发现说不过是太小的事情。
Many things we encounter today when we compare it with eternity, it's really very trivial and it's nothing.
当主扩充我们的度量。
When the Lord expand our capacity,
扩充我们的眼目。
And open our eyes,
我们就说主，我愿意做一个信而顺服的人。
We'll be able to say, Lord, I want to be a person who's trust and obeying.
让主的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
So that your will can be accomplished through me.
感谢主，主得着了这些用人。
We praise the Lord, He obtained His servants to follow Him.
他们单纯的相信。
With a simple heart, they trusted the Lord.
他们完全的顺服，绝对的顺服。
Absolutely.
所以呢，管筵席的尝了那水变的酒。
Therefore, when the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine,
这管筵席的不知道酒从哪里来的。
He did not realize where it had come from.
只有舀水的佣人知道。
No, the servant who had drawn the water knew.
那管筵席大爷很这不知道怎么管的哈，他不晓得酒从哪里来的，他找新郎来。
The master didn't know where did this nice wine come from, so he called the groom over.
他说人都是先摆上好酒。
He said, you know, everyone brings out the choice wine first.
等客喝足了才摆上次的。
And then the cheaper wine after the guests have too much to drink.
这就是世界的道路。
And that is the way of this world.
这就是人的办法。
And that's the methods of man.
这也就是一个世界的原则。
And also that's the principle of this world.
他把好的先摆上来。
They put up what's best first.
然后再把次的摆上来。
And then give you what's second best.
那再把更次的摆上来。
And give you what's cheap.
再到最后呢就是用尽了。
To the end, everything was gone.
也许我们一来到这个世界。
Yes, when we are in this world.
你看看那个小 baby, 啊那个皮肤那个 everything 都是这么的新。
Look at the newborn baby, they're so fresh, everything is so new.
但是从新开始就慢慢开始老了。
But the problem is once they're born, they start to get old.
最近有时候我这个膝盖也有点不舒服。
Recently, I experienced some discomfort at my knee.
常常我觉得说，这个能够打球是天经地义的事情。
In the past, I thought just it's a natural. I take for granted I can play sports.
但是有一天它真的会老了。
But until one day, my equipment are getting old.
当你觉得说有感觉的时候。
When you sense discomfort.
这个要打个球还需要神的恩典。
It takes the grace of God to play some sports.
它不是理所当然的。
No longer something you can take for granted.
有一天我没有在动，它竟然开始有点痛。
One day I wasn't even moving, my knee felt something.
我想今天能够四肢都不痛，也是一个恩典。
And I realized, you know, if without pain, it's a great grace of God.
好像这地上的能够给的是越来越老，越来越旧的。
So everything of this world deteriorates gradually.
圣经告诉我们，我们的肉体虽然毁坏
，Bible tells us even though your flesh deteriorates day after day，
但是我们里面的人却一天新似一天。
But your inner person is renewed every day。
是的，今天世界上的一切都要过去。
Yes, all things of this world will pass away。
但我们不是没有盼望的。
But we are not people without hope。
我们是有盼望的人。
We are people with hope。
因为主耶稣住在我们里面。
Because Jesus lives in our heart。
我们里面的人是一天新似一天。
Therefore, this inner person。It's renewed day after day.
世界上的原则，人是先把好酒摆上。
The principle of this world is to put up what's best first.
然后等客喝足了再摆上次好的。
And then the cheaper one afterwards.
他说：“你倒把好酒留到如今。”
But the master told the groom says, "You have saved the best."Till now,
这管筵席的一喝，他没有想到说这是洗手的水、洗脚的水。
He had no idea the water he drank from was from the feet washing jar.
这是上好的酒。
He said, "This is the best wine."
这是主所变出来的酒。
Because that's been turned into wine by the Lord.
你倒把好酒留到如今。
He said, "You have saved the best till now."
啊，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为我们得着的生命是这样的丰富的生命。
Because the life we receive from Him is abundant life.
我们一得着就是美好的。
Once we have it, it's always best.
啊，这个生命呢还会一直的长进。
And this best life will continue to grow.
不是生命的本身，是我们的经历。
It's not the life will grow become better, but because our experience makes us realize it's a better life.
越来越丰富。
And we'll progress in this growth.
越久越甘甜。
And the more we come to know Him, the sweeter it becomes.
哈利路亚，好酒留到如今。
You have saved the best for now.
今天我们都得着了。
You and I have this best now.
上个礼拜去参加这个我的侄子的。婚礼。
Last Sunday, I went to this wedding of my nephew.
那天我跟他们交通一点。
I was officiating the wedding, so I had some fellowship with them.
今天在一个婚姻的里面，这个爱应该是越久越甘甜。
That in a marriage, the love between the husband and wife supposed gets fresher and sweeter as days go by.
应该是越久越新鲜。
And it should get more fresh as the days go by.
但是若是我们活在天然生命里面
But if we are living according to our flesh
这样的爱是会用完的
There's going to be a day that love is gone
也许先摆上的是上好的酒
Yes, in our marriage relationship Maybe we put up what's best at the beginning
这个彼此相爱彼此热恋
We love each other so much We date each other so much
然后达到了一个最高峰结婚了
Once we reach the climate We decide to get married
然后下面就等着摆上次好的
And thenThe second best started to come in.
然后再次好的
And the cheaper one, the worst one, gradually.
人的爱都是有限的。
Because our love is limited.
啊，到有一天酒用尽了。
To the point there's no more love.
但是若是我们在基督的里面
But if we are in Christ,
发现说这个爱好像一个泉源一样
And you realize His love is like a spring, like a fountain.
这是基督的爱
That's the love of Christ.
那我们从基督的爱里面呢我们能够彼此相爱
We can love one another from the love of Christ.
这个爱是不嫉妒的
And this love does not envy.
它也是不计较的
And does not keep records of people's wrongs.
这样的爱是一个牺牲的爱
And it's a love willing to sacrifice.
这样的爱是一个最甘甜的爱
And that is the sweetest kind of love.
我们真发望我们开始更多的经历主在我们里面是这么的丰富
I pray that we start to experience the fullness of Christ that dwells inside of us
我想这管筵席的何等的稀奇
And I know the master of the banquet must be very surprised that day
他那天稀奇是这个新郎他想新郎一定是另外留了一手
He surprised the fact that this groom actually kept the best wine to the end
你倒把好酒留到如今
He questioned him said you have saved the best to the till now
但是是在这里主行的第一个神迹第一个兆头
That is the first miraculous sign Jesus performed
叫我们知道耶稣基督才有可能变死亡为生命
From this we learn only Jesus can turn death to life
地上的一切不过是死亡的
All these things, all the things of this world are nothing but out of death
今天我们所有的生命看起来是活的但它的结局都是死亡
All our lives, even though look lively today, but the end is always death
只有主耶稣基督来了
Only when Jesus comes
他能带来生命
He can bring forth life
他带来永远
He brings forth eternity
所以成为一个新的酒
So that it becomes a new wine in our life
叫我们来尝它
And the Lord says, come and taste it.
来得着它。
Come and take it.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们在主里面彼此勉励。
Brothers and sisters, let's encourage one another.
人的尽头就是神的起头。
Knowing that our wit's end is the beginning of God's work.
盼望主常把我们带到一个尽头。
We pray that He will always bring us to the end.
如果我们知道我已经到了尽头。
And once we realize we are at the end.
啊，我们向主说，今天我不能再靠我的自己。
We'll be able to say, Lord, I cannot trust myself anymore.
我必须完全来依靠你。
I need to rely on you solely.
我不知道怎么样来处理我们家庭的事情。
I don't know how to deal with the domestic issues in my home.
啊，主你来。
But Lord, come.
你来负我的责任。
Come to take charge.
我不知道怎么来对付我的儿女。
I don't know how to deal with my children.
主你来。
Lord, come.
我来依靠你。
I will trust you.
我不晓得我怎么面对我的财务的问题。
I don't know how to deal with my financial matters.
但是我是你的儿女。
But Lord, I'm your child.
我可以来依靠你。
I know I can choose to trust you.
这在我们服事中，我们也常常说，主，我们已经来到了一个尽头。
Yes, when we serve one another, oftentimes we'll come to an end.
啊，愿你起头在我里面。
Oh Lord, may you begin your work.In me.
人的尽头就是神的起头。
Because our wit's end is your beginning.
愿我们俯伏在主的脚前。
May we all just submit ourselves completely at the Lord's feet.
单纯的相信他。
And trust him with a simple heart.
绝对的顺服他。
And obey absolutely.
这是一条蒙福的道路。
For this is a blessed way.
只有主能够把所有的死亡变成生命。
And only our Lord can turn all death to life.
最近常常跟一位弟兄一个其他地方的一个弟兄交通。
Recently, I had several chances to share with a brother from another congregation.
他家里面遇到了一个很大的难处。
He encounters a great difficulty at home.
他打电话给我说，他不知道怎么去面对。
So he called me and he told me he didn't know how to deal with it.
我也和他一同难过。
I feel so sorry.
我也不知道怎么去面对。
Because I didn't know how to do it either.
但是我们一起祷告。
But we prayed together.
主带我们好像来到一个尽头
Because the Lord has brought us to an end
但是我们相信我们的神他是守约施慈爱的神
And we know and He is God who keeps the covenant of loving kindness
他是一位爱的主
He is God of love
他从来没有一个降灾祸的意念
He never meant to give us any disaster or calamity
但他许可到一个地步说酒用尽了
But He will allow us to experienceThat the wine is gone.
因为他要做工在我们身上
So that he can work on us.
叫我们完全 与他同死，与他同埋，也与他一同复活。
So we realize that we died with him, we were buried with him, and we will rise up together with him.
所有的死亡都能够变成生命。
He can turn all death to life.
所有仇敌的攻击。
All the attacks of the evil one.
今天神他说这是他的工具。
It's nothing but tools in the hand of God.
叫神能够把祝福临到我们身上。
So that he can bring forth blessings into our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Dear brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
借着这一个兆头，让我们看见主做事的法则。
Through this miraculous sign, we can learn the principle in His work.
我们肉体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Yes, our flesh may deteriorate day by day, but our inner man is strengthened day by day.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If someone is in Christ, he is renewed. He is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
All things have passed, all being renewed.
我们都在主的里面。
We are all in the Lord.
我们都在新造的里面。
Therefore, we are all the new creation.
这些日子让我们多多的来尝到主赐
的。And may we taste more of Him these days.
让他的生命能够丰富的彰显在我们里面。
So that the fullness of His life can be seen through us.
我们再来唱诗歌205首。
Let's sing the song together again, 205.
我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
Then Jesus came into my heart.
指耶稣来住在我心里。
What a wonderful change in my life has been brought.
愿照这样我们都把我们的心打开。
Let us open our hearts this morning.
说主耶稣你来。
And we say Jesus come.
哦，让他住在我们的里面。
Come and dwell in my heart.
让喜乐如海涛这样的一直的涌流。
So the flood of joy will over our soul like the sea below its roll.
请姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就开始唱。